This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Here we are, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Had a cup of coffee and one for 2 hours, and it is still hot. I just didn't have time to drink it because I was too busy bumping my gums. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. As is my wont, it's Wednesday night, so I get to talk to my man, writer, activist, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're only less than a week off from the election now.
So yeah, we are. Down to the wire. Now, what's it looking like in your area? I mean, you've got a little bit of stuff going on there. What's it looking like there?
Well, a year ago, people were saying Kristen Sinema was a real threat. I don't see it anymore. There's been a really aggressive negative campaign that's been waged on behalf of Martha McSally, who is the Republican senatorial candidate, and her allies, of course. And it appears to me that Sinema is just wilting under the attack. Negative campaigning works, and they certainly tried it against other people as well. And I'm not saying that's necessarily bad. I think McSally is necessary for us to hold the Senate, for the Republicans to hold the Senate. But it's been a very effective negative campaign.
Yeah, well, she's also finding out that you can say a lot of things. She said a lot of things. It was obvious that there was a time in her life that she didn't ever think she'd run for office.
Exactly.
And
we live in such a transparent society where everything is recorded now.
Well, it is because everybody gives in to the temptation of social media. I mean, let's be serious about this. It's about social media. Twitter is now your chronicle of life. It shows all of your Facebook posts, show your entire attitude and mindset and everything else. This is where everybody discovers everybody.
There is that, and she's been in politics a long time.
Oh, has she? Okay, I thought she was a newcomer.
That magnifies what you're just saying. Because
right.
In politics, there's a lot of people recording your thoughts. And at one time, if you were on the left, it didn't matter because you had the old media to cover for you. Well, that's no longer the case.
Right. Right.
You now have people, conservatives, and I would say constitutionalists, like Eric O'Keefe and Project Veritas, that actively go out and see if you're telling the truth or not. And they will be able to infiltrate somebody into your campaign, and you're going to say honestly to things to what you consider a campaign worker or an ally.
Right.
You won't tell the public. And that comes out to bite people now. So honesty is starting to be rewarded again. By that I mean, if you're double dealing, if you say one thing to your campaign workers and another thing to the public, it doesn't go over well. But those people who are consistent and say the same things don't get caught up in that.
Well, but here's the thing. This is the thing. Now, the Borat, the Sacha Baron Cohen thing, the reason, and you can, I have a theory about that. When that happened, the reason that all these guys fell under this spell is because they showed up with a bunch of cameras, and they did a little bit of homework, and they found out who to go see, and everybody there was such a fevered ego, they just went along with it. They just went along with it, right? And I think that it's becoming more commonplace for people to be willing to just spill everything about them, because we live in an age now where everybody has fans, or everybody has relevance. That's a big thing, being relevant.
I think we're hitting an inflection point where people are learning that's not why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now.
And I agree. We're right there, because what we've seen in our culture, and it's been amazing to me watching it over the past 50 years, is that becoming famous, no matter why, no matter for what, good, bad, indifferent,
right,
becoming famous has become a very high value in our society, which to me is always weird. I always thought becoming famous has lots of detriments to go to it, and very little advantage. But it is something that many young people see as an ultimate goal. Become famous. You know, everybody knows my name. You know, that there's that theme there. And to me, that's not smart, but it's what is.
Sure. But, I mean, you know, fame is a – there's fame and then there's active fame. I mean, everybody yeah, is – especially in show –
it's all gradation.
Yeah, yeah. When you get to a certain point, there's only – you can only stay on top for so long. I mean, like, I'm a big fan of Jimmy Stewart, okay? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart – started becoming less relevant in the 60s, but he did not pass. He lived for another 20, 30 years.
Yeah, you can outlive the worst parts of it.
Yeah, so.
And really, that level of fame, there's only a few people who reach it.
Right.
Because you can't possibly, the average person just can't keep track of several thousand famous people.
Right.
You know, so there's a limit.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
You can have your 15 minutes of fame, and you can, it can certainly work against you.
Yeah, well, I think nowadays that politics, like in this Sinema female, I think she is a victim, if you will, of her own ego in this particular case. And
oh yeah, to keep with our theme, it's part of this. You know, how can we fool them today? On the part of the left. We're going to go after, we really want to decrease the number of guns in society by a large amount.
Sure.
But we can't say it because we won't get elected. And, you know, the more transparent the society, the harder it is to hold those contradictory views between what you really believe and what you're willing to tell the public and get away with it.
Right, right. Yeah, it would be different if, see, the pro-gun side hasn't changed. The data hasn't changed because it's constant and it's all based on a truth, right? Whereas the anti-gun rhetoric hasn't changed because they don't know what else to say. They came out with a couple of cool phrases like assault weapon. It has morphed.
Changing. They find that their rhetoric gets knocked out from under them, that it gets disproven, or that their theme becomes stale, and so they change the name. So you go from, you know, Committee to Ban Handguns to
the Brady campaign.
The Brady campaign, and then to the, you know, Gifford campaign, or what? Yeah. I mean, just to gun safety, from gun control to gun safety. I mean, it just, they have to constantly be rebranding because what they had stopped working.
Well,
because it's not based on reality.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take you into the land of the darkness here in just a minute when we come up on the next break. If you want to find the stuff that Dean writes, two primary websites that you can find it at: ammoland.com, featured writer there, well over 1,000 articles there, and a featured writer.
Yeah, 1,100 now.
1,100. Wow. How long did it take you to get to 1,100?
It's been about 5-6 years.
5-6 years. Very prolific. And truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed, go check them out. I I'm still drinking a cup of coffee that I've had in one for 2 hours, and it's still nice and hot. Perfect. Check it out, burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. I want to ask you about this this latest incident. Did you see where Don Lemon of CNN said that the problem here, the biggest terrorist threat in the United States today, is white men?
I didn't see it directly, but I heard reports of it.
Right. He's taking this right now, and he's using this in relation to this Tree of Life synagogue shooting. So it's almost like they are morphing the conversation and the rhetoric now to where it's not about just guns in particular. It's about, I guess, anybody who voted for Trump, because we're all radicalized.
Well, they've been trying to demonize white males for a long, long
sure.
time. And if you look at the feminist, current latest, you know, third generation or whatever you wish to call it, feminist rhetoric, everything that's wrong in the world is the fault of white males. So that's not too hard to see why they're going there. I don't think it actually is working. I think it's tending to backfire on them, which is a good thing.
Right.
And so we will see. I mean, this election is critical in this regard. I've read several articles about how college-educated women tend to vote Democrat and non-college-educated men, by a somewhat larger margin, tend to vote for Republicans. Or actually, you could call it for and against Trump. You know, the college-educated women against Trump and the non-college-educated men for Trump.
Right.
And there's a lot more non-college-educated men than there are college-educated women. So that dynamic works very much against the Democrats and their desire to disarm the public. So I don't think it's a sustainable model for them.
Right. Let's talk about the pretense of the college education, because nowadays not being college educated in most cases means you don't have a, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 college loan that you're having to pay on until you're in your 60s.
And indoctrinated in political correctness.
Yeah, that too. That too for the 4 years that so for that, you know, which that means, you know, most people that go in the military that are, because most people in the military are enlisted, they're not college educated. You know, they go in straight in out of high school or something. They may become college educated while they're in it, but they're exposed to a whole different dynamic of life compared to being indoctrinated into a college atmosphere. So, I just, you know, I saw that and everything, and I'm just looking at this shift.
Well, it's an insane, it doesn't make any sense. But the people who are in the left, far left bubble, I would call it, don't necessarily have to make any sense. They don't believe reality is objective, you know, that reality is what we make it to be.
Sure.
So it's a very strange view, and it's only possible in societies that are pretty rich, because otherwise reality catches up with you pretty fast. But if you're wealthy enough, you can get insulated so you don't have to worry. You know, let those non-college white men do the plumbing and the garbage pickup and the construction. And I would say that for college-educated men, they're more tend to be in the STEM areas, you know, technology, engineering, computers. Let those people deal with the reality. Well, we will paint pretty pictures about what reality ought to be, we think.
Yeah. In a little bit of time we got left here, I have been noticing also lately that I saw today where Stanley McChrystal, the former general, he's decrying sending troops to the border, and Harry Reid is out there saying that birthright citizenship is like some sacrosanct thing that nobody can take away, and it would take an act of Congress and God in concert with, you know.
With the amendment to the Constitution. All that's just bullshit. I mean, if I can say that on the air.
No,
if you read the 14th Amendment, it's pretty clear it wasn't meant to ensure that everybody who happened to get born on U.S. soil would automatically be a citizen.
Yeah.
There are people who are not under the full legal jurisdiction of the United States, which would be people who are here illegally, council members, you know, people who are part of the diplomatic staff, tourists, would not fall under this category because they have their primary allegiance to another country.
Right.
But anyway, to get back, I think what's critical in this election, and I was partly referring to it with the numbers, it's really who comes out to vote. If the people who strongly oppose Trump, and a lot of them are very worked up, if more of them, if they come out in bigger numbers, then they win. And I mean, this isn't just a truism. It's a question of motivation in the sense that there are plenty of Trump supporters to win this election. I mean, if you just look at the numbers that voted for Trump in 2016, if those people go to the polls in a week, Tuesday, the Republicans probably gain seats.
Well,
not only in the Senate, but in the House as well.
Well, I'm thinking that with all of this stuff about, with, you know, normally the news cycle works in such a way to where people forget about it.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, I did tell him right away. And good. Don't please don't say that again, Dean. We took care of that. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you.
But the news cycle where they've been pushing to get rid of ICE, and at the same time now we have this group coming towards the border, and we have another group behind them, and there's talk of a third group, and we're sending troops to the border and everything. I think they've really made a badly timed calculation on all of this.
Well, the tradition has been for a few election cycles.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to come up on the break, so that it does change power. I get that, but as we come into the break, let me do a little pointing out where they can find Mr. Weingarten. You can find him at AmmoLand, over 1,100 articles there, and at truthaboutguns.com as well, which that's over 1,000 articles as well. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about two things that you've written about recently in the next two segments, just because you're looking at it and you're looking at it hard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also said he would send over 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border if needed. A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, on 44 counts. Bowers is being held without bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. One thing that Dean and I have been talking about here lately, because it's like it's on the rise, are bear attacks. And I want to take you back to your article in the middle of this month, October the 14th, about the flurry of bear attacks in the fall of 2018. What should a person be on the, what should a person out there hunting in the wild, elk hunting, deer hunting, whatever it is, where they actually kill the animal and dress it out in the wild and lug it out of there, what do they need to be doing to protect against a bear attack?
Well, remember, these type of attacks where bears come after people who have killed a big game animal, they're limited to certain specific areas, primarily where there are a large number of grizzly bears. So it's relatively small areas of the lower 48 and a good part of western Canada and Alaska. And in a lot of these areas, bears have been so protected that they don't worry about hunters as much of a threat. And so when they hear during hunting season, during the fall, when they're trying to lard up for the winter, when they hear a gunshot, they've come to learn that that could mean the dinner bell, and they will come and try to scare hunters off or drive them off their kill so they can claim that elk or deer that's been killed. And so that if the hunters are not careful, there have been several attacks where they've been on the kill dressing it out when they've been attacked by bears. And so somebody needs to keep guard, armed, guard, I would say. If they're bow hunters, they need a firearm. Most often, bow hunters don't want to carry a rifle with them, so I'd say a reasonably powerful handgun is the minimum. They can certainly have bear spray, and it might be helpful. And if they're rifle hunters, one should be on guard with their rifle ready, with a round in the chamber, ready to go, and fully loaded in case they are attacked by grizzly bears.
Right. In your article,
you need to be alert. People are busy, you know, processing that game, and they're not paying attention to what around them, and they can get surprised. This has happened in several cases, and then they're in real trouble.
How much noise does a bear make when it's coming up on you?
It depends entirely on the terrain. You know, there's people who have been out in the woods, and I'm sure almost everybody can relate to this. There's times in different terrain where the woods or the area you're in is just noisier. If it's dry, things tend to break and crunch, or if there's frozen snow, you hear crunches. But if it's wet and moist, you don't hear much. And bears have learned they can move very quietly for an animal that large. So you won't always hear them. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. So you have to watch for them. You have to really be actively watching, not just in one direction, but all around. And bears tend to travel into the wind towards things they smell, because smell is such a large part of their sensory apparatus.
Right.
So if it were me, I would be tending to watch downwind, because that's probably the more likely direction they'll be coming from.
That's a good thing. Now, you've got one example of Dr. Brad Johnson. He had bear spray.
Yes.
And I guess
in his hand.
Yeah. How hard is it to put bear spray into play?
Say again?
How hard is it to bring bear spray to bear?
It depends on the model. A lot of bear spray has a safety it's like a pin, like a fire extinguisher, that you have to pull out. Well, that requires two hands to do.
Right.
So there are other models where you can flip up the safety with a thumb, and it requires practice. So you need, if you're going to carry bear spray in your hand as a bear deterrent, you need to be able to bring it into bear and into effect very quickly. I mean, fractions of a second. As you would consider, say, drawing a firearm or firing a firearm if you had it in your hand.
Right.
So if it's I would not want a model that required two hands to operate. So that we don't know. We've never been told the model that Dr. Johnson had. We just know that he never brought it into effect. He was never able to actually use it in his case.
Right.
So, but if I wouldn't want one that would require two hands, maybe if you had one that had a pin type safety, you could attach the pin to a lanyard on your belt or something. So all you had to do is extend your hand and it'd pull the safety out. You know, that has its drawbacks as well, but that would be something to consider. All bear attacks are going to be really fast. Some are. Often the worst ones are, because they give no chance of preparation at all.
Right.
Other bear attacks, you have lots of warning on. We've been talking about attacks where people have gotten a game animal, and those are usually grizzly bears. But there are about an equal number of attacks by black bears, because there's so many more black bears. There's probably 200 to 300 black bears for every grizzly.
Right.
But you have about the equal number of attacks by black bears. And the black bears are usually predatory attacks. This is where bears, for whatever reason, often they've become habituated to humans and associate them with food, see you as prey. But because humans are pretty good size compared to a bear, and
right,
because bears don't prey on humans regularly, they're not quite sure. They want to make sure that you're not going to be harmful to them. Because if predators routinely attack animals that can cause them significant harm, they don't last very long.
Nah.
I mean, you know, after a few weeks of going after something that causes you serious injury, you die. So they usually will try to check out this new prey that they don't know much about because they're hungry, but it looks like it might be good. And, hey, we've been around these things before, and they never hurt us. So they will often approach you somewhat cautiously. And so many, many black bear attacks have been preceded by the bear being seen by the victim as it approached them. And they'll often describe the bear as staring at them. If you've ever watched a cat stalk a bird, you'll know that kind of intense predatory stare.
Yeah.
If you see a bear that's looking at you in an intense stare, you're in serious trouble. You got real danger.
Right.
In fact, I'd say my rule is that if a bear doesn't run away from you, you got problems and you're going to have to deal with them.
Here, we're coming up on
that. Not afraid of humans.
Let me put this out there before the break. You end this by saying that bears are not going to limit their own population, and they have adapted to their food supply now includes human crops, human livestock, and sometimes humans, and people who do not live with bears are willing to accept a much higher bear population than people who do. And you can find more stuff like that at Ammoland.com. We're going to talk about one more when we get back. Ammoland.com and TruthAboutGuns.com is where Dean's stuff shows up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Burnout at BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And this article here, this is one I'm surprised I've heard about it a few times. I've heard about this kind of thing. You wrote about it, so let's talk about it. I'm talking about what happened in Owensboro, Kentucky, where the police officer got shot by the homeowner and the homeowner didn't get charged.
Yes, and it's a growing trend. When I was growing up, you know, like 50 years ago, the common wisdom was that if you shot a police officer, you're going to die.
Right.
You know, I mean, the odds of you making it to jail seem slim. And it didn't seem to matter too much. And nobody talked about justifiable shooting of police officers. But what we've seen, especially with the increase in no-knock raids and in mistakes where people go to the wrong house and then they engage in a no-knock raid, is that people in the house are justifiably in fear of their lives, and they shoot back.
Right.
And officers get hit and killed. And in this particular case in Kentucky, the homeowner was investigating what he thought was a prowler. The police officer fired at the homeowner, thinking that he was an adversary. Maybe he saw that the homeowner had a gun held at his side. It's not clear. And the homeowner fired back. The officer missed. The homeowner didn't. And the officer ended up in jail with a punctured abdomen. So
the officer ended up in jail with a punctured
abdomen. What's happening is that that situation is becoming accepted. The homeowner did not go to jail. He was questioned by police. It became obvious that he was acting justifiably, and he did not suffer any legal consequences. And we're seeing more and more of those cases. Not huge numbers, maybe one or two a year or something
right.
like that.
Right.
But it's a huge difference in terms of what happens. Because, as I said, the common wisdom, you would just end up dead. And we've had that happen with people, too. But now, look at the difference, if I might say, between the Waco massacre and this.
Right.
Because I think that if we could get really good factual information, and I've tried to get as much as I could about that situation, is that the Davidians were probably justified in shooting back at the ATF when they first came in. What happened with most of them died. But we've
well, in that case, their warrant was for David Koresh, right? Just David Koresh.
Well, and it was to search that whole compound, too.
Right, but I mean, do they normally go in shooting to search a compound? Do they go in and sweep and clear
and
kind of
there
thing?
Let's say there's disagreement on who started shooting first, but okay. I think there was pretty good reason to believe that the ATF started first. I don't say it's not provable because so many of the principals are dead. There's plenty of reason to lie on both sides, and most of the physical evidence was destroyed in the so-called cleanup.
Right.
And I don't want to re-go over everything. You know, there's been many, multiple books written about it. But my point was just that the assumption there was the law enforcement was good and everybody else was bad, and there wasn't any justification. Well, we've changed that. We no longer believe that the police are right in every case when they break into a house. So I think that's a good trend. There should be... I think we should cut way back on the number of no-knock raids we have that many are not called for. And, you know, the number has gone up significantly over the years, and we should go back to maybe the number that were in the early 70s when
right.
it was assumed you had to have pretty good reason to have a no-knock raid. They weren't just handed out without too much concern about why.
Right, right. Where do you think the line should be drawn as to where we as citizens, if they bust in on this and they start firing our way, I mean, how much is it on us to, you got the wrong place or something before we can open? I mean, where does that line?
I think if they're firing at you and you haven't heard any announcements that they're police, you have the right to fire back.
Okay.
I think getting behind cover is also maybe the higher priority.
Yeah.
But the point is that you do. I would love to see it, and it's one of these research projects that I've got the data, but I haven't written it up, you know, clear understanding and rulings by the courts as to how long police have to wait from the time they announce themselves until they start breaking in. Now, a no-knock raid, they don't announce themselves at all. They just break in. But even in the cases where they're supposed to announce themselves, it's often just a knock, break in the door. Well, he didn't answer the door after the first knock. Well, it takes time to answer a door.
Right.
And my research indicates that, you know, I would say you want a minimum of a full minute, maybe 2 minutes of knocking. Because people are doing the wash. They're in the bathroom. They're making dinner. They're attending to a baby. And it takes a little while to get those chores done to where they can go answer the door. And I haven't run the statistics. I've just, you know, gone over the data, several hundred data points. And here, it was gathered here in Yuma a few years ago. And, you know, to get up to about the 95% confidence point where you believe that there will only be one out of 20 cases that won't have a chance to answer the door, you need to wait over a minute. Not wait necessarily, but at least knock or try to announce yourself for a minute. And frankly, there's no reason not to wait that long. This isn't a no-knock raid. If you suspect evidence is going to be destroyed or whatever,
right.
You get a no-knock warrant.
Well, okay. Should there be a uniform set of criteria for it to be a no-knock raid?
I think so. I think I'd love to see Supreme Court decisions that set out criteria for police to announce themselves. It doesn't exist right now. There isn't any that I know of. There have been a couple of cases, but they didn't put out serious criteria for announcing yourself.
Right.
And there have been a number of tragedies involved with this. And there have been some significant court settlements, too. So it's something that should be done. And, you know, we have countervailing currents in the culture. We had a legislature here, legislator in Arizona, I think it was 10 years ago or more now, that actually tried to make it illegal to fortify your house. In other words, you had to make it easy to break into for the police's convenience. That didn't fly, but somebody actually suggested that should be law.
Well, I mean, that's become its own cottage industry. You know, there's all kind manner of mechanisms and designs to beef up around your door and everything else, the door sill, to make it harder to kick in. Which,
well, probably the biggest thing, and it's simple and easy and gotten to be cheap, are camera systems and home security systems, because people have to worry, criminals, about being caught. But we have plenty of criminals that pretend to be police officers when they're carrying out crimes in order to make it easier for themselves. And that's another one of the reasons why we shouldn't have no-knock raids or cut them way down and make the criteria for police announcing themselves uniform throughout the nation. Part of the reason for a warrant is to make sure, is so that the person being served the warrant knows that this is a legitimate exercise of the law and not just a self-appointed snooping or thieving expedition.
Right. Right. All right. We're about to run out of time.
Police should have to, in my opinion, they should have to present a warrant to you and let you know who signed it as to the judge, and you should even be given an opportunity to get a hold of somebody to confirm that that warrant is legitimate.
There you go. We have run out of time, Dean. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for joining me this evening.
You're welcome.
All right. Between now, back in 21 hours, you know the deal. This has been Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.